Thank you, Madam Chairman. Mr. High Commissioner, before starting my intervention on Japan's support, allow me also to express our tribute to Ms. Amina Noor Mohammed, whom just we learned to have been victimized in mission in Mogadishu. I express my sincere condolence to her family and colleagues, and those of her colleague of the partner organization who also lost his life. My tribute goes to all your staff working under daunting conditions around the world for our worthy cause. Regarding Japan's contribution to the UNHCR in 2016, based on our budgetary system, a specific amount has not been decided at this time. Please be assured Japan intends to continue to actively engage with the UNHCR, taking into consideration the important role of the organization in addressing the current and protracted refugee and IDP situations worldwide. The UNHCR has announced the biggest funding gap in its history this year, a gap of some $3.9 billion between the amount needed for its activities and the available funds in 2015. Japan has made every effort to provide timely and need-based assistance through the UNHCR. Japan placed and disbursed a total of approximately $180 million to UNHCR in 2015, making it the third largest donor. In addition, we have greatly increased the percentage of our core contribution to you of $35.4 million that is not allocated to specific countries or purposes from approximately 30% in 2011 to 60% this year. Taking into account the fact that some 80% of contributions to UNHCR come from the 10 main donor countries, we acknowledge the UNHCR's efforts to expand its donor base, just explained by the High Commissioner. We look forward to seeing tangible outcomes as a result of even greater efforts on the part of you to increase contribution from emerging donors and the private sector. High Commissioner Guterres, you emphasized at the general debate of the Executive Committee of your program this year that the humanitarian system is not broken, but the system is financially broke. You went on to say a key element of the response to humanitarian crisis should be much closer linked between humanitarian and development interventions, adding that development actors have to work side by side with humanitarians from the beginning of a crisis. Combining bilateral and multilateral assistance, Japan has been providing emergency relief assistance for refugees and IDPs, as well as stabilizing assistance for refugee hosting countries and host communities. By working side by side with the assistance we provide through UNHCR, Japan has provided effective assistance through JICA and UNDP that contributes to improving the living conditions and social infrastructures of host communities, such as public water supply system in Turkey and Jordan, who host large numbers of Syrian refugees, to cite an example. While the World Humanitarian Summit approaching in May next year, Japan intends to place even greater emphasis on such collaboration, while of course upholding the fundamental humanitarian principles, which celebrates their 50th anniversary this year, between humanitarian and development assistance in the perspective of human security. I thank you, Madam Chair.